So I'm with Caroline Vott, Global Head of Insight from Aegis Media, and she's just delivered our keynote speech on media insight and strategy. Caroline, could you just give us an overview of what insight is?
That's always a big question. really, from our perspective, it's about consumers. And I think I like to think about it in terms of an insight is when you feel it, you don't just think it. So it's something that is intuitive and makes sense, but also is something that you can activate through communications.
So how do charities who usually tend to have kind of small marketing departments kind of grasp insight and deliver insight-focused communications?
It's definitely a challenge if you have no budget, but hopefully you can be more creative. And there are lots of sources of information they can use to help them understand which communications people are using. So Ofcom does a great report, Deloitte does a report, you can look at Google Analytics, which will help you understand whether your brand or charity is being searched for, to see how popular it is. Then there's another way to use insight, actually, is by going out and meeting people and observing what, reading the press, staying up to date with the news, seeing what people are interested in, seeing what people are passionate about, and understanding how you can tap into that to make your communications more relevant and pertinent to their lives.
So if you could give us kind of three top tips of what's going on in the world in terms of the changing media landscape at the moment. You delivered that in your presentation.
Yeah.
You said there were kind of some themes that we could see were happening in the future of media. What tips would you give us?
Well, firstly, in terms of consumers, we certainly feel don't think about consumers in terms of demographics. Think about them in terms of real people and their roles that they play in life, be it a boss, a mother, a wife, you know, thinking about how they think and feel and operate within those different roles. In terms of media, the things that are really happening, that I think there are myths and realities. So obviously we know social media is huge, but think carefully about using social media. It's a great channel to start seeding, and it's obviously free, and it's a great way to try and encourage participation and to use it as an insight tool as well to get some feedback. But it isn't a place to push out a message and be too interruptive. Also, for smaller charities, look at the events that there are around you. Look at the local places that you could communicate, because we know that people stay within a local environment. For those charities that have a bit more money, TV is still very powerful. I know it won't apply to the smaller charities, but we used to think a few years ago TV was dead. It's alive and kicking, and very much still powerful as a channel to use.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.